The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
You're now listening to Gamertag Radio's E3 2015 coverage, live from the Los Angeles Convention Center.
All right, this is Pete Rock with Gamertag Radio, E3 2015 coverage, and I'm here with someone I'm really anticipating meeting. We saw your demo at the press conference, and I was kind of intrigued. I didn't know what to expect, but when I got my hands on the game earlier today, I just want to let you know, right off the bat, game of the show, my opinion. A couple of my colleagues as well at Gamertag Radio had the same opinion. Do me a favor, if you can introduce yourself, tell me what you do.
Well, I'm Martin Salin. I'm the creative director at Coldwood, and, well, I guess the creator of Unravel now. That's how I have to introduce myself nowadays.
That's fine. That's perfectly fine. So tell me the history of how Unravel came about.
I had this idea about this this little platform puzzle game where you are this character made of yarn which unravels as you move. It was one of those things, one of those ideas that came nearly like fully formed. It's very interesting when you get like inspired like that. And this happened while I was on this camping trip out in the woods, so like really like miles away from everything, just, and I had all these ideas that I needed to do something with, so I created this little doll. I just kind of like scavenged materials to build a little doll and ran around and took pictures of it in the woods doing different things and just kind of like exploring how the game could be just in that moment, in that way, just by playing with it. So it was really, it was a really unique way to create it, because it was more like, it was kind of like you were finding pieces of the puzzle rather than just kind of creating them, because everything happens organically just in that moment as you were playing with it, as I was playing with it.
Okay, so I saw during the demo that there's a connection with a grandmother. Can you tell me about how that connection, how that emotional attachment came about?
Well, I want to say too much about it, because I kind of like want to leave that up to the players to like
understood
form their own opinions and come up with their own ideas. But for me, the yarn kind of symbolizes love, and the whole quest, the whole journey symbolizes reaching out to people and trying to connect with people. So what we do with that intro is we kind of like, we want to like strike the note and give people the idea that yes, you're about to go on this quest, but exactly what it means, exactly what it's all about, that's kind of up to them to decide. they will find lots of pieces and lots of clues and lots of details along the way, but I don't want to say too much about it, what it all is, because it's going to be different things to different players, and I think that's a really important thing. It's like it's in their hands and it's in their hearts. I mean, because you can't really tell someone to feel something. You can't tell someone to have a certain reaction. You can just kind of like give them the tools and they can just like make the toys themselves.
So the name of the character is Yarny?
Yeah, that it was actually, it started out as kind of like a joke, but it was a joke that stuck and just kind of turned out to be, you know, like a happy accident once again. It's just like, it feels like it fits.
Right, so as soon as the game started, we saw emotion. Like, for me, that was probably the biggest piece of the game was the emotional attachment. Saw the facial features. Can you tell me about the development process, how you came about with, you know, the whole concept?
I think it's because we don't do story in the traditional sense, with, like, cutscenes and things like that. We tell the story through the environment, we tell it through the music, we tell it through things like that, but we also very much tell it through the character. It's so much about building empathy for the character and kind of making players feel for that little guy and make them want to like help him on the quest and, you know, guide him further. So we've been working like super hard with all these like little reactions and moods and things, just ways to make him come alive so that it doesn't feel like this stiff little digital thing that's just something you just control. It feels like a living, breathing, actual creature, you know. So there's tons of different animations for different situations and stuff, so it really has kind of a life of its own.
That was one of the things I said to my friends. It was like, as soon as the game started, you just saw him, he looked scared, and I was like, oh, you can immediately have that emotional attachment to him. So we'll wrap it up. For more information, where can people go to get more information on Unravel?
You can look at unravelgame.com, and probably there's like Instagrams and Twitters and everything now, but start out with unravelgame.com and you'll find the important stuff there.
Okay, do we have a release date and what platforms can we look to find the game?
We don't have a release date just yet. We're working as hard as we can to make it as great as we can, but we don't have a release date. But it's coming out for PC and PS4 and Xbox One.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Martin.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.